This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is all set to get underway in New Delhi today. The five-day summit will be the first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event. They include President of France, Emmanuel Macron, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, President of Spain, Pedro Sánchez Pérez Castejón, President of Switzerland, Guy Parmelin, Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof, UAE's Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Prime Minister of Mauritius Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam, Sri Lankan President Anura Kumaradesanayake, Vice President of Seychelles, Sebastian Pillay, and Bhutanese Prime Minister Shering Tobgye. Ministerial delegations from over 45 countries would be participating in the summit. The UN Secretary General and senior officials from several international organizations will also join the deliberations. Ahead of the AI Impact Summit 2026 commencing today in New Delhi, traffic advisory has been issued by Delhi Traffic Police stating that restrictions will be imposed on several roads near Bharat Mandapam during the summit. According to the advisory, strict rules will be enforced on roads such as Mathura Road, Subramanian Bharati Marg, Rajesh Pilot Marg, 30 January Marg, Akbar Road, Teen Murti Marg, Mother Teresa Crescent, Janpath and Feroz Shah Road from the Subhash Chandra Marg T Point to the Lodhi Road flyover. The traffic police have urged people to avoid these routes and use alternative routes or the metro service. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has listed three priorities for the next decade: more structural reforms, deepening innovation, and simpler governance. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Modi asserted that his government's reform express is benefiting common citizens in a big way. PM said this year's union budget reflects India's yearning to become a developed nation. He added that budget is not a now or never moment born out of compulsion, but a we are ready moment born out of preparation and inspiration. He highlighted that the benefits of a decade of defense reforms were evident during Operation Sindoor, asserting that India has to be prepared at all times to deal with security challenges. He stressed that India has a duty to modernize its defense sector in line with current realities as a country that is playing an increasingly important role in the world. Citing the allocation of 7.85 lakh crore rupees to the defense sector in the Union Budget 2026-27, Mr. Modi said the outlay is 15% higher than the previous budget. A full body of the Election Commission of India, headed by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, will be visiting Guwahati today to review states' preparedness for the upcoming 2026 assembly elections, accompanied by Election Commissioners S.S. Sandhu and Vivek Joshi. During their three-day-long tour, the Commission will hold detailed meeting with senior officials of the state and representatives of various political parties. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi will embark on a four-day visit to Australia starting today. The Defence Ministry said the visit is aimed at further strengthening India-Australia defence cooperation and reinforcing the growing convergence between the two nations. During the visit, the Army Chief will hold wide-ranging interactions with senior leadership of the Australian Defence Force. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India defeated Pakistan by 61 runs in a Group A clash at Colombo's R. Premadasa Stadium last night and becomes second team to qualify for Super 8. Chasing the target of 176 runs, Pakistan were all out for 114 in 18 overs. Earlier, Pakistan won the toss and opted to bowl. India scored 175 runs, losing 7 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Ishan Kishan scored 77 runs, while Surya Kumar Yadav scored 32. Three matches are scheduled for today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.